morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
I want to talk to you about something today that we need to understand. First of all, I was talking about truth and knowing the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, I promise you, you're going to fall and fail and be hurt somewhere in your life. But not just knowing the Word of God, that's not enough. You need to know and do. Because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, but faith without work or corresponding action is dead. It's like the two men that both heard the Word of God, and the one did what he heard. And the Bible says when the storm of life came and tried to take him down, because he was planted and he had the Word and he acted on the Word, he was like built on the rock of Jesus. And the storm couldn't blow his house down. But the other one who heard, he had faith. But he heard and he didn't do what he heard. The storm of life came and great was the fall of that house. But then there are the people that haven't even heard the Word of God. They got no faith. Now remember, faith comes how? By hearing. That's Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's an ongoing, continual basis. So people hear the Word, but they don't act on the Word. So faith is really not good for them. It's not helping them. But now imagine even the people that don't hear the Word of God, how much hope do they have? What chance do they stand? You see, even if, at least if you hear the Word and it's there, you can say, look, I know stuff about the Word, so I'm going to now start acting on it. But if you don't know the Word, how are you going to act on the Word? So it's vitally important to know, to hear, and to act on the Word. Can you say amen? The reason I'm bringing this up is because just yesterday, or the other day, I found out that somebody that I know, not in this church, he's in his 30s, has been given a pretty bad report. And he's been told he's got leukemia. And that's not a nice report, as you know. And I was thinking, I was saying to my wife, he's not in church. He doesn't go to church. He has opportunity, but business became too much and more important. Let me tell you what, when you put business before God, you're looking for trouble. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't care if your business is going to make you $2 million. If you take God out of the mix, that $2 million is going to cause you more problems than good. And because he had opportunity but didn't take it, now I'm going to try, and I'm going to try to get hold of him to teach a drowning man to swim. And that's not the best scenario and situation to be in. Is that correct? So we need to learn the Word of God. And I said earlier, you know, it took me up to 25 years before I started hearing the truth the way I'm hearing and teaching now. And that's time wasted. And so we need to be thankful that our kids are getting truth. Hearing about you can walk in divine health, that you can be prosperous, that you can have a good relationship, that you can stop taking the drugs. You can. And so it's vitally important to hear the Word and then act on the Word of God. So this person, what chance does he stand? What chance do the world stand? Because let me tell you what, doctors cannot heal you. Only God can heal you. A doctor might be able to give you a medication that puts you at rest where you can sleep more, but it doesn't heal you. God heals you. The doctor might be able to stitch the cut, but he can't heal and make it grow together. God, through divine providence, heals you. Is that right? So if I don't have God and I don't have the Word and I don't know what the Word says, what have I got? And we know that the Bible says in 1 John 1:1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Who's that? Jesus, and dwelt among us. If you don't have a relationship and don't know the Word of God, the Bible says in Psalm 119, he sent forth his Word and healed them. Well, who did Jesus send? I mean, who did God send? He sent Jesus in the flesh, the Word. He healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So if you don't have the Word, you're looking for destruction. If you don't have Jesus, destruction's coming. Because let me tell you what, If you don't go and spend eternity with Jesus, you're going to know destruction for all of eternity. So we need the word and we need to act on the word. So my heart went out and I thought, my God, you know, at least some of you might be new in the word. You might just be a couple of months now. Maybe some of you, it's your first time. But I tell you what, it's your start. Amen. Some people that came to this church before used to say what they saw. Now they say what they believe. And believing doesn't mean I have to see what I want. You see, with God, he says, when you pray, believe, you receive it. Then you'll have it. So I believe it, I speak it, I call things that are not as though they were. So I stop saying I'm sick. I stop saying I'm broke. I stop saying I can't. And that's a very good start. Because as a man speaks, that's what he's going to live. Amen. So just being here, maybe a couple of months, a couple of weeks, maybe your first time, you will hear stuff today that is going to help your life for your future. But you need to continue hearing. Why do you think God said, do not forsake yourselves gathering together? Like this, a church assembly. I know we are the church, but he wants the body to assemble together. Why? So that you can get from the fivefold ministry who is supposed to be here, enabling you, encourage you, and teaching you, equipping you.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
He says that fivefold ministry are gifts to equip the saints. So I'm equipping you with the word of God so that when sickness comes, you can stand against and walk in health. You're being equipped. But if you're not, it's like you come to church on a Sunday and you say, okay, the mainframe, we're all plugging into the mainframe, Jesus Christ, God, our Father, amen, the Holy Spirit. We plug in and we're little computers. And now we walk out of here and we've got download from God and we go into the world and now we want to find people and say, yeah, I've got something for you. And you start plugging them into God. You start giving them truth and you start making converts. And we shouldn't adopt the attitude that for God so loved America that he gave Jesus. No, he loved everybody. Amen. You know, do you realize this? He even wants ISIS to be saved. Do you understand? The Bible says it is not God's desire that one should perish, not one. He wants, for God so loved the world. Amen. And so we need to get the word out. We need to take that download and give it to people and start getting this out. Because let me tell you something. Today, you're going to be considered as a hater. When you say to kill babies and abortion is wrong, they'll consider you a hater and they'll call it evil speech. So now what do we do? Do we compromise and say, okay, we'll ordain gay priests and bishops? Should we do that and compromise? I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to do that. And some of you might have to face jail. Because now, when you call what's right, right, they're going to say it's hate speech. And that's why it's important for you to come on Sunday and hear about verbal engineering. Because that's what they're doing. They're engineering the way they speak. Listen to me. If you look right now on the voting, and I'll talk to you about that in a second. But if you look on the voting right now, they have a woman there looking all blonde and nice and saying, she's for women, that women can make their own choice and make decisions in life. This one over here, they make her look a little bit disheveled and the picture's not as clear quality. You just notice that. But this one over here says, women don't have a right for any choice. Now, if you don't know what they're talking about, who would you vote for? Obviously, the one who gives women right to choose. Because we want you to be able to be free to choose, right? But they don't say, the choice is for abortion. Verbally engineering make it sound like she's the bad one and this is the good one. Because she's going to let you ladies vote, but this one's not. You see? So they verbally engineer to make it sound different, and that's how they're winning people over. And I want to encourage you to all vote. Everybody needs to. If you don't vote, then you're not doing your responsible duty. And if you don't vote, then you can't complain. And you've got to be satisfied with whoever you have above you. And if you've got some crazy in the office above you legalizing pot, and they want to legalize, or they want to put it down as a sickness, pedophilia, they want to say it's a sickness, you want someone like that over you? You don't want that. Someone saying to smoke pot is good? Do you want? How many of you want your children to smoke pot? Let me see anyone's hand. Anybody in this room? Now, I'm not talking medical for medicinal purposes. Please. There are other means. Doctors have said that as a last resort, if there was no other choice, they would choose that. But 100% of them said they got other choices before pot. Okay. Now, how many of you, yeah, really, honestly, my kids are young, 11 and 12. How many of you want your kids to smoke pot? Is there one of you? Why not? Why not? Because you know it's a gateway drug. And it opens up things. And when they're not in their right mind, because they're now stoned and they can't think straight, guess who can get in and take over the mind? The devil comes. You see, you give a crack. Take some crack and you give the crack. And the enemy gets in there. You know, when you look at all these people that are being chased by the police, and have you seen some of the crazy things they do? I think almost everyone that I've seen were stoned. When you're not in your right mind, the devil can get in. I don't want my kids smoking pot. I don't want them aborting and killing children. I don't want them thinking two men living together is right. It's wrong. And I'm not going to compromise and call it right. I will love those people. I will try to help them. And there is help for them. But if you say that they've got an issue and we've got help for them, do you know that you're in jeopardy of being taken to jail for that? Because you're saying there's something wrong? Getting exciting, isn't it? So you need to vote. Who do you vote for? Well, Pastor, who do I vote for? I'm not going to give you names, but I will tell you this. Vote for a Christian. Now, how do I know if they're Christian? Look at the fruit. What is the fruit? Do they flip-flop and go to this side and go for abortion because they get more votes? That's not Christian. You've got to vote for Christian and righteousness. Because I want righteous people over my life and my children. And my children's 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 children. How about you? So I encourage you to get out there and vote. I think it's 2 weeks left. If you don't know who to vote for, go to the Christian Coalition, put down in there who to vote for, and they'll show you who's for what. Amen? Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I am. Vote Christian. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to give you a message and see if I can finish this in like half an hour. So you can get to the, okay, corral. All right. I've entitled this, "You Are Stronger Than You Think." You are stronger than you think. And you are stronger than you actually know. You see, what we don't understand a lot of the times is who we actually are. Do you know that God said in Ephesians 1:6, He said, God made us accepted through the Beloved, that's Jesus. He accepted us because of Jesus' sacrifice, right? And then do you know in Ephesians 2:6, He says, you have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Well, if I'm seated together with Christ, is there anything that is above Christ? No. So if I'm seated together with Christ, spiritually speaking now, then everything is underneath. So I shouldn't be under the circumstances of life. Amen. And we don't understand sometimes who we are in Christ and who is in us. Do you realize not only is Christ in you, how many of you say greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world? Amen. We're talking the Holy Ghost, yeah. But do you know Jesus said in John 17, think about this. He said, Father, I pray that we would be in them and they would be in us.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.